Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Weldon Long, great member of our Brain Trust for 7 years, author of Consistency Selling, also The Upside of Fear, and on and on. Weldon, I need your website, please.
WeldonLong.com, very simple, WeldonLong, WeldonLong.com.
So, Weldon, one of the things that I learned a long time ago that helped me more than anything was to understand, some people call it the process of selling. I like to think of it as the journey of selling, meaning I can't get to the destination, which is the contract, until I go through all the waypoints along the way. I got to pass through different stations. And each one of those have their own part of the process. There's the ultimate close when you get somebody to ask them to sign the contract. But before that, you may have to do 100 little closes, a little interim closes. And those are all part of the process. Yeah. That's part of the journey. And the truth is, if you love selling, the journey is, you like the journey. I mean, you like to make sales, but you can't love selling and be successful in it if you don't appreciate the journey and the process. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. You know, a lot of times people will say, I could never be in sales, because they associate sales with the closing, right, with what they perceive as having to be high pressure towards people. But as you just mentioned, there's a whole lot more to sales than the close. There's the relationship building. There's the uncovering problems, identifying
the problem solving, yeah.
Developing solutions for your prospects, right, showing why your company's a great company. And so what I tell people is, don't focus on the outcome, which is the close. Focus on the process, as you said, the journey of building those relationships and finding the problems, help develop solutions to your homeowners or your prospects, whatever they may be, and then just let the chips fall where they may. What I tell people is, we have 100% control over the process, and the prospect has 100% control over the outcome. They decide if they're going to buy or not. So don't get focused on that they control. Get focused on what we control. Just enjoy the relationship. Enjoy the problem solving.
And sometimes you even have to... Sometimes you even have to remind the customer about that. Because, I mean, how many times would you walk into a customer and they say, okay, how much? And I say, well, I don't know how to tell you that. What do you mean? Well, we haven't determined whether you could even need anything I sell. And if we find what you sell, I have to make sure I know how you want it. And I can't really tell you that until – I can't tell you how much until we go through that process. And that settles the customer down. What do you think?
One of my heroes and a very dear friend, Mr. Tom Hopkins, 40 years ago, wrote a book called How to Master the Art of Selling. And in that book, he talked about the intention statement. And basically, it's just telling your customer up front, listen, I'm going to design some solutions. I'm going to answer all your questions. And all I ask is you let me know if I'm a good fit, yes or no. No is a perfectly acceptable answer.
Right.
Tell them that at the beginning and take the pressure off of you. Take the pressure off of them. Then engage in the fun stuff, relationship building, problem solving.
And it tells them your immediate goal is to see if you can help them, not sell them.
Absolutely. I've heard people say, look, if I get to the end of this conversation and I can't find a viable solution for you, I'm going to tell you that too. Right?
And, you know, I go one step further, Weldon. I tell them, if I can't help you, I probably know somebody who can. I'll help you find them.
There you go. There you go, and that's a brilliant strategy because it takes the pressure. But people say they hate sales. They're not saying they hate doing sales. They hate the pressure of sales. So take the pressure out of it. There's no pressure in building relationships. There's no pressure in problem solving.
That's right.
There's no pressure in talking about how great your company is. The pressure comes at closing. So just do the fun stuff and let the closing take care of itself. Yes is best, but no is a perfectly acceptable
answer. If you've done your job... The final close, so to speak, is actually becomes a non-event. The customer looks at you and says, when can this be delivered? That was your close.
When I have a salesperson call me after a sales call, my first question is never, did you sell it? My question is always, did you extend yourself emotionally and professionally to your prospect? Did you serve them and walk out with their dignity and your self-respect? And if they can say yes to those questions, I don't have to ask about the numbers because the numbers will take care of themselves.
And I'll tell you what else I do. I would say, did anybody have fun?
Right.
I mean, I'm serious. I tell people, I say, you know, we can do this and have fun if you want to.
Absolutely. Takes all the pressure off of it.
Yeah.
And that's really
yeah.
important for small businesses that maybe don't have, you know, a huge professional sales staff. The mm-hmm. sales department might be, you know, your buddy from high school and your brother-in-law. And we got to teach them to be effective without having a field of stress.
And isn't that going, isn't all these things we've been talking about, isn't this going to be even more paramount, more imperative in the post-pandemic new regular era?
I think so, and not just because of the pandemic, but because of the information overload, right? Product differentiation is difficult now because everybody knows what everybody else is doing, so everybody can duplicate
right.
any advantage you might have. The only thing your competition can never have is you. And so you've got to make it about that relationship because that's what they'll never have.
Well said. Hey, I got to wrap it up, Weldon. I need your website again one more time.
WeldonLong.com. WeldonLong.com.
Can they find the books there?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jim.
Hey, Weldon, thank you for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, Mr. Plaza Game. Have a great day, my
friend. We'll see you, buddy. Weldon Long, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out there, WeldonLong.com. You'll like it when you get there. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.